Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As travelers take to the sky, those who are changing time zones have a more difficult time adjusting to their surroundings. Tanya Leese, assistant professor of mathematics at Amherst College, tells us why even an hour difference can affect our bodies.
Travelers who have taken long flights eastward know it well. That lethargic, unpleasant feeling one experiences waking up the first day in a new time zone. For some, the condition of desynchronosis, or jet lag, can be a minor annoyance. For others, it can disrupt sleep patterns and digestion, and even reduce cognitive performance for days. Beyond the general fatigue that comes with travel, jet lag has a deeper biological cause. In the hypothalamus in the brain, there's a cluster of neurons that tracks the time of day. This is the body's internal master clock. That master clock is set by exposure to light, and it controls other internal clocks throughout the body, clocks in the liver, lungs, stomach, skin, and muscles. The hypothalamus sends messages to all of these clocks during the day to keep the system synchronized, with each part carrying out its tasks at scheduled times. When a traveler changes time zone, however, some internal clocks adjust more slowly than others, sometimes causing sleep problems, stomach troubles, and sluggishness. Our research indicates that travelers can avoid the dreaded jet lag by going to bed at the right time for the new time zone and sleeping in a very dark room. Upon awakening in the morning, getting some brisk exercise and exposure to sunlight can also help internal clocks reset to the new time. For those flying east and crossing 5 or 6 time zones, delaying exposure to light until mid-morning on the first day in the new time zone is one of the most effective measures in terms of shifting the internal clock in the right direction. Taking these steps, along with staying well hydrated, avoiding alcohol and caffeine, and eating light meals, can greatly mitigate the effects of jet lag.
From Amherst College, that was Tanya Leese. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. I wish that I could fly.